Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I'm in the middle of the summer, having a ball with my grandchildren, and just busy, 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 busy. This is Laura Gall. You are listening to Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Bootcamp. Today is Sunday, August the 7th. The year is 2016. I'm hosting a short show for you today because my topic is flood insurance. And I really didn't get too much of a chance to research this topic, but I still wanted to discuss it. A lot of people may not be listening today because they're all out having a good time for the summer, and I don't blame them. That's exactly what I've been doing. But recently, I got a bill for my flood insurance for my home. And to tell you the truth, yesterday I was talking about it with a neighbor, and I don't know if she's getting that bill or not. I mean, the bill is becoming astronomical. It's worse than homeowners insurance. You know, homeowners insurance is the same. If you have a mortgage on your home, it's a lot like if you have a note on your car. If you have a car note, your bank will require insurance. If you have a mortgage on your home, you have to pay homeowner's insurance. So my homeowner's insurance offered us flood insurance from the federal government about 3 or 4 years ago. The price was about $225 or something like that, and then it went up to $400 and something. And then this year, 2016, when the bill came, it was $675. I mean, that's astronomical for flood insurance, just my opinion. And I do have a lake behind my home, so perhaps, as my neighbor suggested, my home is considered being in a flood zone. But still, I mean, I'm wondering, why would the flood insurance just go up so high so rapidly for some people? And especially, I mean, if water rose, it wouldn't just flood out my house. It would flood out everybody's home. And I don't really know if everybody around here is paying the flood insurance. So I'm going to have to do some investigating. I mean, if they aren't paying it, fine. I don't want them to have to pay it, but I don't want to be paying for everyone else to have flood insurance coverage. You understand what I mean? And so then I said to myself, well, I wonder if flood insurance is so high because of all the floods that have been happening across the United States. And then I guess people who live in California, do they make them pay fire insurance because they have all those random fires out there? So flood insurance is a topic that I need to research a little farther. And another thing, luckily I had a conversation about this with my neighbor because she actually did not know to whom you pay flood insurance. I mean, in her case, she was saying that her husband pays, keeps the bills up, which a lot of homes, that's what happens. But she was saying that if they paid it, there's a chance her husband would have told her about it. And like I said, I'm not really concerned about her, but what she was saying is she did not know to whom you pay flood insurance. So now I'm online trying to look it up. According to what's here, it's called FEMA, FEMA, let me see, here's something called the FEMA Advocacy Group. Flood zone determination. Okay, I need to start there, looks like. Now you can order your own determination. To run a FEMA flood zone determination on your address, click here. Mm-hmm. How to dispute your zone. That's beginning to make sense to me because, like I said, we pay the money to the federal government. It's not really a state thing, and it's just getting higher and higher. The price of flood insurance is just getting higher and higher. So I see there's some kind of elevation certificate, all kind of stuff here. Let me look up FEMA, F-E-M-A, because I did get, you know, I do get some kind. And then what really got me into this was the bank had the audacity to send me a letter from another bank saying they can offer me more flood insurance. That's bull. You know what I mean? I'm not paying any more. Okay, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's what FEMA is, okay? And I see a customer service telephone number here. and they have an official website. Okay, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is an agency of the United States of Homeland Security initially created by the Presidential Reorganization Plan number 3 of 1978 and implemented by 2 executive orders. Okay, let's see what else this says. It was implemented by 2 executive orders on April the 1st, 1979. The agency's primary purpose is to coordinate the response to a disaster that has occurred in the United States and that overwhelms the resources of local and state authorities. The governor of the state in which the disaster occurs must declare a state of emergency and formally request from the president that FEMA and the federal government respond to disaster. FEMA also provides these services for territories of the United States, such as Puerto Rico. The only exception to the state's gubernatorial declaration requirement occurs when an emergency and or disaster takes place on federal property or a federal asset. For example, the 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murray Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, or the Space Shuttle Columbia in the 2003 return flight disaster. Now, FEMA has a customer service telephone number, which is 1-800-621-3362. I'm definitely going to be calling that. And like they said, June 19th, 1978, FEMA was created by Jimmy Carter and somebody else, and of course it comes out of Washington, D.C. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall. The name of today's show is Financial Fitness Boot Camp. Today is Sunday, August 7th. The year is 2016, and I'll see you next month because this is a monthly show. I cut the show short today. It's only a 15-minute show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.